We must never resign ourselves to the pain of entire peoples who are hostages of war, poverty, exploitation. We must not stand by helpless and indifferent before the tragedy of children, families and elderly people who are affected by violence. We cannot allow terrorism to imprison the hearts of a few violent individuals who sow so much death and pain. This heartfelt appeal was at the core of Pope Francis's message to the participants of the annual International Meeting for Peace in the Spirit of Assisi, organized and held by the community of St. Egidio. And the Pope continued saying, "Let us all say out loud that there can be no religious justification for violence." And referring to the theme of this year's event, which is the courage to hope, Francis noted that it follows in the steps of the historic 1986 meeting in Assisi that the blessed John Paul II convened, inviting religious leaders of different churches to pray together for peace. And he thanked the St. Egidio community for continuing in this path, increasing the momentum, engaging in and promoting meaningful dialogue between representatives of all religions and secular personalities committed to peace building. The Pope concluded his message calling on religious leaders in particular to be true partners in dialogue, because dialogue, he said, is the way of peace. Peace is everyone's responsibility, but he noted, a religious leader is always a man of peace, because the commandment of peace is inscribed in the depths of the religious tradition he represents. I'm Linda Bordoni.